lastly, I want to return with some regret to the subject of the controversy over the official White House transcript of the press briefing of May 9. Just by way of recapping, the controversy relates to the fact that my Fox News colleague Kevin Cork asked you whether you could say categorically that no senior administration official had ever lied publicly about the Iran nuclear deal. ABC News, Bloomberg News, Jason Chaffetz, many others, this reporter included, state categorically that the video shows unmistakably that you answered no, Kevin. And in fact, Mr. Cork gave you a second chance during that briefing to answer that question because the answer was so striking he thought you misunderstood him.
Yeah.
You said yesterday that there was a little crosstalk that made this exchange inaudible. The very transcript of yesterday's briefing is studded with the word inaudible where it's appropriate. Why did the May 9 transcript not contain the word inaudible?
James, I don't write the transcripts. Obviously,
you
we have the staff.
Quality, though, I assume.
Of course I do, James. Of course I do. Here's the point. I've been quite clear about exactly what our position on this has been. The administration has worked very hard to present a forceful, fact-based, truthful case about the way that the United States and the rest of the international community benefits from Iran not obtaining a nuclear weapon. And the truth is, there are a lot of Republicans who opposed the deal, who said a whole bunch of things about the Iran deal that were wrong. And I don't know if they were mistaken. I don't know if they were naive. I don't know if they were poorly briefed. I don't know if they were lying. They were wrong. I leave to them to defend exactly the position that they have taken. And I think I've presented factually, repeatedly, exactly the case that we have made.
My question was limited to the matter of the transcript and why, if you're asserting there was crosstalk that made something inaudible, the word inaudible didn't appear at the appropriate place.
I don't know.
Final question on this. Essentially, Josh, what you're doing is you're standing there at the podium and you're maintaining that you did not say that which it is plainly discernible you said.
James, I think what I'm saying is that there have been three follow-ups now to this question, and I've answered it quite directly exactly what our position is. So if you'd like me to do it again, I can do it again.
I guess the final question is, are you willing to review that video one more time, Josh, with an eye toward possibly amending it as it should be amended?
No. Mike?